private sector jobs miss the mark?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day, and we will start with the numbers. Stocks are mixed at the open this morning on Wall Street. The Dow down 18 points or 0.1% at 14,643. The Nasdaq flat right now, and the S&P 500 down 0.25%. The payroll processing company ADP reported this morning that 158,000 private sector jobs were added last month in the U.S. That was below expectations, and it comes just 2 days before the big monthly jobs report from the Labor Department. Gus Fauché is a senior economist with PNC Financial Services Group, and he joins us live from Pittsburgh to discuss. Good morning.
Good morning.
So below expectations is not something I've had to say for a while when it comes to jobs.
According to ADP, the private sector added 158,000 jobs in March. That's down from 237,000 in February. And the interesting point is that apparently construction employment was flat in March, according to ADP. And that doesn't jibe with the data that we're getting on home building, with commercial construction. So I'm a little skeptical about that number in particular.
Well, but if it does pan out, and it turns out that it's reflected also in the BLS, the Bureau of Labor Statistics number that comes out on Friday, private sector job growth has been where the job growth has been for a while. So if we've got the sequester in addition that's going to cut government jobs, what are we expecting on Friday?
Well, first of all, the sequester probably doesn't kick in until the April employment report. But in terms of government jobs, government workers who are on unpaid furlough will actually still show up as employed, so they won't be counted as job losses. Where that number will show up is in terms of lower income. So those workers won't be getting paid as much because they're on unpaid leave. And so government employment shouldn't see declines from the sequester. We may actually see job losses from government contractors, so private sector firms that do work for the federal government, if they lay off workers because of the sequester, that's where the job losses are going to show up, not in the public sector.
We'll have to wait and see. Gus Fauché, senior economist with PNC Financial Services Group, thank you so much.
Thank you.